Thank you very much, Haji. I really appreciate that. I would like to wish you good afternoon to everyone. And indeed, as the foreign minister just said, this is extremely important week for the European Union. The EU leaders will discuss already in 2 days, who will assume the key institutional positions, and also they will help the shape the agenda for the next 5 years. At the same time, the European Council will discuss in greater detail the strategic agenda, which went through quite detailed scrutiny by the Europe ministers this morning, because, as you know, this document will be setting out the direction of travel during the next institutional cycle, so until the 2029, something that is very important, especially given the current global context marked by geopolitical hyper-competition, as well as attempts to undermine rules-based international order. I will highlight only a few elements where the Commission's work has also contributed extensively to the process. First, our support for Ukraine. We think it is important to reaffirm that the European Union will stand by Ukraine in its fight for sovereignty. The same goes for its pursuit of just peace and its reconstruction. Later today, as Foreign Minister said, there will be an historic occasion, because we will see the opening of accession negotiations with Ukraine, but also Moldova, which naturally brings me to the enlargement in general. And on behalf of the Commission, I'm very glad to say that it's good to see the new dynamism in the merit-based enlargement process. And again, it is the new geopolitical reality that emphasizes the importance of enlargement as a geostrategic investment in peace, stability, and prosperity. And that is why, alongside aspiring EU members, the European Union itself is committed to explore and undertake the necessary internal reforms to ensure that we are able to act effectively as a larger family. Second, the EU leaders will hold a first discussion on options for mobilizing funding for the European defense industry, something also prompted by the war on our doorstep. And it is clear that we must increase Europe's overall defense capabilities, notably by strengthening our defense technological and industrial base, and we also must reduce our strategic dependencies. We need to reinforce our sovereignty in strategic sectors in general, which brings me to my third point, and this is competitiveness. Scaling up Europe's manufacturing capacity in technologies is absolutely vital to the successful green and digital transitions, while unleashing the entrepreneurial spirit and building the business case. Upholding the social dimension of the single market so that this twin transition is fair and just for everyone. Mobilizing both public and private funding, including through the European Investment Bank, as well as by creating truly integrated European capital markets. And let me conclude by really praising the work of the Belgian presidency. With its very impressive results, be it the Green Deal, because here they managed to deliver on some 30 files, and there are still a few days left, which I'm sure the presidency will seize fully, but I know that you will have even more detailed report from the Belgian presidency, because we are actually talking about dozens and dozens of files also from other sectors, which really wouldn't be completed without compromis à la Belge, as Haji just said, because this is the art of delivering, art of diplomacy, and art of making sure that Europe can move on and can function properly. So I really would like to congratulate to you, Madam Minister, dear Haja, for excellent work. I would like also to thank the ambassador Willem del Worde, because as every permanent representative, he also had absolutely crucial role to play to make sure that all the agenda is on schedule, it's moving in the right direction, and it's a huge art and enormous work. So we can name a lot of successes, but the fact that we had a very constructive discussion on the future of Europe, where you presented the report, that we have, I would say, this new consensus around enlargement, that we managed even in these last days to adopt the 14th package of the sanctions and conclude the work on a migration and asylum pact. All these are the very, very impressive results. The file's been on the table for a long period of time, so I know that the touch of the Belgian presidency was absolutely needed to get it over the finishing line. So thank you very much for great work done. There's still a few days ahead of you, but I'm sure you will use them until the last minute. Thank you.